It's an unbelievable offer and one which you cannot afford to miss, either for yourself or your children. Comp Shop. Main dealers for Apple, Acorn, Apricot, Sanyo, and Commodore. Comp Shop. Tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
Where can you get a bacon, egg, tea and toast breakfast for 99 pence at the new Carmel Restaurant's One Centre, Rath Mines?
Column Hayes.
738. Radio, radio.
In a Monday morning, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. One of the sweetest pieces of music around at the moment. Split Ends and A Message to My Girl. Every time I say Split Ends, I keep scratching my head. A Message to My Girl. August 27th, on this day, back in 1883, the island of Krakatoa vanished in a volcanic blast. An explosion which was heard 4,000 miles away by an old man sitting in his bath. On this day, back in 1939, the world's first jet airliner, the world's first jet plane, rather, the Heinkel 178, made a test flight. And on this day, back in 1882, movie magnate Sam Goldwyn was born. Remember Sam Goldwyn?
Yes!
MGM. His famous sayings included, "A verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on," and "Include me out." And on this day, back in 1962, chart-wise, music-wise, the number one song came from Little Eva.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the love on
born on this day back in 1962. Can't say I remember it too well. Well, being honest, I don't remember it at all. Little Eva and the Locomotion, 27 after 7. We will be playing Nova Bingo Bonanza in a few moments. And yes, you guessed, we still have those three great prizes to give away. We're giving away three prizes of pure fresh orange juice. Pure fresh orange juice. Irish made for Irish taste. Each prize worth £50. £50 of orange juice that will get you around for a long, long time. £50 worth of orange juice. We play Bingo Bonanza once again this morning at 7:30. We start off. If you already have a completed matrix, well, you just keep trying the phones, because as soon as they get fixed again, you could win yourself a prize. Please don't get in contact with us any other way but the telephones, okay? I have people following me around all day in the street saying I've won. If you really are a very, very sexy girl, I don't mind you walking down in the street and stopping me and telling me you've won the Bingo Bonanza, if you feel that necessary. She's a very, very sexy girl. Ooh, Glenn Frey. 29 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Stand by. In just a few minutes, we'll be playing Nova Bingo Bonanza. Ladies and gentlemen, Chipperfield Circus, the complete television spectacular with all the animals and attractions, is back in Ireland after 25 years. Now appearing at the RDS till September 2nd. Don't miss Chipperfield Circus. Book now at Club Travel. Telephone 729922.
Use a 10K run as a sharpener for longer distance. There's no reason.
Hey, marathon runners. The Radio Nova Puma 10K is just 1 month before the Dublin City Marathon.
Almost anyone can run 6 miles, but it takes careful planning to run 26. Even
last year, Radio Nova winners Ronnie Acton and Barry Purcell also won the Dublin City Marathon.
A run over 10 kilometers 4 weeks before a marathon would be ideal to test your condition and to...
If you're planning to run the Dublin City Marathon, why not do like last year's champions and 5,000 other runners? Sharpen up with the Radio Nova Puma 10K on Sunday, September 23rd.
Entry forms for the Radio Nova Puma 10K are available from Nova Park during office hours and from Disco Nova Wednesday through Sunday evenings. This commercial sponsored by Radio Nova in aid of the Irish Cancer Society. The biggest video is at Disco Nova, Ref Bonham.
Disco Nova.
Where is the one dry cleaners in South Dublin that specialize in dry cleaning silk?
Jeeves of Main Street, Black Rock. The professional dry cleaners.
And now, Once again, it's time to join in and play Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Okay, as mentioned, our phones are still out of order. Unfortunately, the telephone line you'll be ringing in on. Keep calling until they do come back. And the first three callers with the correctly completed matrix will receive the prizes of £50 each of pure fresh orange juice. £50 worth of pure fresh orange juice. £150 in all we're giving away. And your first combination of the morning for 7:30 is 02, O from NOVA, and 2, hopefully a digit, in your telephone number. 02, we've got another combination in an hour's time, but right now, combined with the weather, here's Bob.
Yes, and being a Monday morning, we'll make it easy for people to get the week started. I won't sing. There is a risk of showers this morning. I had one of those. But later on, it'll be dry with sunny spells. We hope. And a high of 22 degrees. That's for the Bay Area, for the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man. A dry day with sunny periods and 21 degrees the high. The headlines, the IRA has admitted that it shot and wounded a UDR man in his car in County Tyrone yesterday. Guardian County Donegal are investigating attacks on two Derry families who've been involved in protests over the use of English at masses at Knock Foley. In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Muslim militiamen and soldiers have been involved in the most extensive fighting for nearly 2 months.
The leaders of Israel send the biggest protest on a trial yesterday to break the deadlock over formation of a government of national unity.
French shipping company is studying ways of quickly recovering 450 tons of radioactive material from a ship which sank near Ostend on Saturday. And in Britain, police hunting a rapist who's become known as the Fox have confirmed that a man's being questioned. Focus on the Northern Ireland situation again this morning in all three papers. Government steps up pressure for North Initiative, the Times headline, new drive for North Initiative from the press and Thatcher to face new demands over forum from the Independent. Which continues, the government last night launched itself on a new political offensive on the North. It called on Britain to join a fresh Anglo-Irish initiative and coupled the demand with a bitter attack on the IRA's Dark Angels. The new moves in which the need for urgency was highlighted came from two frontline cabinet members, Justice Minister Michael Noonan and Foreign Minister Peter Barry. They both carefully chose important weekend gatherings to spell out the government's message that a British response to the forum report and a new joint approach to the North is being determinedly pursued by Dublin. Time is running out for Doyle's talkative TDs from the press. Time may be running out for the Doyle's long-winded speakers. The minister with responsibility for Doyle reform, Mr. Bruton, says he would like to see speeches limited to 10 minutes, with deputies being able to make more frequent contributions. The extra time won't necessarily solve that. The present system, with people addressing the House up to an hour, should be discontinued, he says. The aim should be to make Doyle debates more like a conversation, more like the committee meetings, where everybody talks at once. And finally, from one of the recent papers, it says here, Philippine police chiefs are considering calling out their most attractive police women to deal with street demonstrations. If they go ahead, two companies of good-looking women will be formed. Their job will be to advance on the demonstrators, smile pleasantly, and persuade them, with all the usual means available to attractive women, to go home. And if that doesn't work, they can form two more companies of 9-foot gorillas with all their usual means of persuasion.
I guess I'd love to be approached. Go home. Oh, yes, I will. Your place or mine.
Colin Hayes.
Radio Nova.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve.
Stereo 102.7 on a Monday morning. I am woman. The national anthem of the Green and Common. Oh. Yes, I want to be careful what I say, wouldn't I? Some traffic news. In the northwest England, Scotland and Wales, on the M62 in the Greater Manchester area, conduit flow systems in operation between junctions 25 and 21. On the M6 in the Lancashire area, on north and southbound lanes, conduit flow systems in operation between junctions 32 and 33. And in the Greater Manchester area, conduit flow systems in operation between junctions 23 and 25. In the Cumbria area, there's some lane closures and conduit flow systems in operation between junctions 42 and 43. I don't know what I find so funny. Oh, I feel a joke coming on. Once again, motorists be warned in the Bay Area, heading in towards the city from the north side along the Clontarf Road. There are some major traffic works in Amiens Street. They are easing down a little bit, but still some fierce problems down in Amiens Street. NOVA, we've got Mug of the Day in a few minutes.
Give you all my time.
15 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Monday morning on NOVA.
Would you listen to that? Coming through the wall, so it is. Stops an honest man from getting his hard-earned kip. The wife says they're after buying a new bed from the bed center. Now she wants one. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea. At least I could get some kip instead of listening to that. The Bed Center, 60 Upper Dorset Street. For divans, doubles, singles, and orthopedic beds at the cheapest prices in town.
For over 20 years, Stevie Wonder has been the king of soul. A living legend comes to Dublin.
Music is a world within itself. With a language we all understand.
Stevie Wonder in concert at the Simmons Court Extension at the RDS on August 26th and 27th.
You are the sunshine of my life.
The Great Stevie Wonder in Dublin.
Do I do?
Tickets available at Golden Disc.
Where can you get a bacon, egg, tea and toast breakfast for 99 pence? At the new Carmel Restaurant's One Centre, Rathmines.
Open your home to Duffy's famous world of curtain nets. Duffy's North Elm Street and Arlac Centre.
Colm Hayes.
Radio Nova.
Here we are again, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Time for our mugs of the day. And the invention and the imagination of some people that listen to us, Bob, is bad. I don't know whether it's a reflection upon ourselves. Whether we invoke this upon people. Whether we are bad at it. Well, maybe...
Sorry.
Maybe we are. Right, but anyway, Ian popped a little letter the other day through my little postbox.
Through your little postbox.
Through my little postbox. Yes. Addressed from the Honeymoon Lodge, Romantic City, the night of the big fog. Already it smelled of insanity. My dearest Colm, I actually hate to write to you for fear of annoying you, but the time has come when I must ask you a very serious question, the explanation of which has caused me many a sleepless night and an equal number of days. My dear. It's better than cheap. In writing regarding this matter, it is very serious, for honestly and truthfully and in all sincerity, it may be the life and death of me, but the time has come when you must know the worst. I can hardly dare to sign my name in case of someone else besides yourself would learn of my embarrassment. So, out of the fullness of my heart and the best of friendship, to decide this great question for me, you must put aside all your pleasure in dancing and give me your full attention to the careful consideration of my question and tell me truthfully, from the bottom of your heart, that do you really and honestly think that Jeff will eventually be as tall as Mutt? Yours sincerely, Biddy the Commissioner from Dublin. Absolute lunacy.
Weird. Totally loony.
Yes, I know.
Weird.
I know. I've decided that Biddy the Commissioner from Dublin is possibly the mug of the day, if not the mug of the century.
You have some very strange friends, Colm.
I know, yes. So I think we will definitely give her 6 mugs.
They're just as loony, of course, in Britain when they write to government bodies. They can also be very confused, like the woman who wrote, "I have nothing coming into the house but 2 sons on the dole. I'm visited regularly by the clergy. Will you please write to the pension minister for me, as I don't know what church he's in charge of? I can do with a pension, and I've had no clothes for a year." And others just have unfortunate turns of phrase, such as, "Will you send me a copy of my dead husband? In order for me to receive the state pension for widows, I must have this." So that's where Biddy gets it all from, huh?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, and for bidding mugs all over the world, here's what to do.
The Colm Hayes Breakfast Show proudly presents the Mug of the Day. Here's all you have to do. Set pen to paper and nominate the person whom you think should be the Mug of the Day. And why? Our experienced team of international mug judges will then pick out the best for Hayes to ridicule every morning at 7:45. If your letter's read out, you'll be able to collect 6 beautifully handcrafted Radio Nova mugs from the Rath Pottery at the Kelly Green Showroom, 15 Heytesbury Street in Dublin 8. Send your nominations now to Mug of the Day, care of Colm Hayes, Radio Nova, P.O. Box 1433, Dublin 2. The Mug of the Day, sponsored by the Rath Pottery at the Kelly Green Showroom, and part of Colm Hayes' ongoing campaign to insult the entire world, right here on Radio Nova.
I love, and I knew
NOVA in a Monday morning, Needles and Pins. Our first birthday celebrant of the morning, Chris Curtis, played with the Searchers.
Hey, happy birthday, wow!
Nova, 8:10 away from 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
NOVA on a Monday morning, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I Can Dream About You, Dan Hartman from the movie Streets of Fire. And some sports news to hand. On the left hand, the tennis from Montreal in Canada. Top seed Chris Everett Lloyd won the $250,000 Players Challenge Tournament, beating compatriot Alicia Molten 6-2, 7-6, two straight sets. In golf in the West German Open, Australian Wayne Grady shot an eagle on the par 5 17th hole to snatch victory from Canadian Gerry Anderson in the $142,000 tournament in Frankfurt. And Grady carded a 7 under par, 64 for a 72-hole total of 268. Golf from Akron, Ohio, South African Dennis Watson won the $700,000 World Series when his last series challenger, American Bruce Leipzig, hit into the water on the 16th hole.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's amazing.
And in motor racing from Holland down to the Dutch Grand Prix, the World Championship table stands with Niki Lauda number 1 with 54 points, Alain Prost number 2 with 52.5 points. Both drive for McLaren, and Elio De Angelis is number 3 with 28.5 points in his Lotus. In the Dutch Grand Prix, Proust was the winner, with Lauda second.
Good morning, universe.
And of course, it's a big sporting day in England today.
Story must be told that Radio Nova's 3 years old, and we're gonna celebrate. And on Thursday night, we're all gonna stay up late. We'd like you all along. Come on and join the throng. At Nova Park, you see, we are having a party. Happy birthday, Nova. Happy birthday, Nova. Birthday.
Yep, 3 years on and lots of good times later, we're having a birthday, and you're invited to celebrate with us. It's all happening Nova Park Rathfarnham next Thursday. So come and join us at Nova Park next Thursday for the biggest birthday party ever, and we promise we won't bring these dreadful singers.
Happy birthday, Nova. Happy birthday, Nova. Happy birthday.
Go back to school with exercise books from Eason's. Listen to this.
88-page copies, pack of 10, only $1.99. 120-page copies, pack of 10, only $2.40. For the very best of back-to-school bargains, it has to be Eason's.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping center, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Suntan instantly at the Turbo Sun Center, Peter Mark Hair and Beauty, Grafton Street. At Henry Street and Ilac Center, it's Lawrence's Jewelers Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. The IRA has admitted that it shot and wounded a UDR man in his car in County Tyrone yesterday. The man was wounded in the head and was said to be in a critical condition. His wife and two-week-old baby escaped unhurt in the attack on a lonely country road. The Reverend Ian Paisley is to press Northern Ireland Minister Adam Butler for an inquiry into the incident. He says the security forces knew a terrorist operation was planned in the area. Father Dennis Fall of Dungannon has described the ambush as disgraceful. Father Fall said he hoped people would protest just as loudly about the ambush as they did about the RUC's use of plastic bullets in Andersonstown a fortnight ago. Gardaí and County Donegal are investigating attacks on two Derry families who've been involved in protests over the use of English at masses in Knockfola. Yesterday, a car belonging to one of the families was destroyed by fire, and a few days ago, caravans belonging to both families are alleged to have been attacked by a gang of youth with hammers. In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Muslim militiamen and soldiers have been involved in the most extensive fighting for nearly 2 months. Four soldiers and one civilian are said to have been wounded. The leaders of Israel's two biggest parties are to try again today to break the deadlock over formation of a government of national unity. Prime Minister-designate Mr. Shimon Peres of the Labour Party and the Likud group leader Yitzhak Shamir will meet privately in Jerusalem. The problem of Israeli settlements in occupied territories and the question of who would head a unity coalition are among the issues that must be settled. President Herzog has given Mr. Peres an extra 21 days in which to form a government. Experts are still unsure of the cause of death of author Truman Capote in Los Angeles. Capote died only hours after working on the last chapter of what he said would be his final book. The Los Angeles Medical Examiner's Office said an autopsy had failed to pinpoint the exact cause of death. Another week to 10 days of tests would be needed. Detectives have said there were no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of Capote, author of In Cold Blood and Breakfast in Tiffany's, among other books. A solicitor acting for a senior civil servant charged under the Official Secrets Act in Britain has confirmed that his client is accused of leaking documents. He said his client, Mr. Clive Ponting, an assistant secretary at the Defense Ministry, was alleged to have passed two documents to Labour MP Mr. Tom Dalio. The papers concerned the sinking of the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano during the Falklands conflict. The solicitor said his client denied any culpability. Finally, police hunting the rapist, who's become known as the Fox, have confirmed that a man is being questioned. The man was arrested in Newcastle upon Tyne on Saturday morning and taken to Bedfordshire. But a police spokesman said the man was just one of several who'd been taken in for questioning during the 7-week investigation. Weather prospects for the Bay Area: after a risk of showers in the morning, it'll be dry with sunny spells. A high of 22 degrees, winds northwesterly, backing southwesterly, light to moderate, force 2 to 4. High tide is at 12:44 p.m., sunset 8:26 p.m. For the northwest of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, a dry day with good sunny periods, 21 degrees the high, the winds variable, light force 3 or less. That's the Nova News and weather at 3 minutes past 8.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova. Daddy's on the phone, you know you're not alone.
And I like that record too. A new single from Level 42 and some Hot Water.
What time is it?
8:06 after 8 o'clock in a Monday morning on NOVA, stereo 102.7 and 738 AM. And some more details of the Bingo Bonanza competition. Your second combination of the morning coming along at 8:30 this morning. Now, we are still playing for those £150 worth of pure fresh orange juice. Three prizes, £50 each of pure fresh orange juice, totaling up to £150. The phone still not completely working yet, so if you've got a completed matrix, keep trying 931710. As soon as the phones come into operation, we will have winners, and I reckon we will have them really, really fast and a rate. NOVA, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Still number one, George Michael's and Careless Whispers. Will it still be number one? I reckon it will be for 3 weeks in a row. Have a listen following the 2 o'clock news tomorrow afternoon, and Greg will be running down the brand new Top 40 right here on NOVA. It was on this day back in 1975 that Haile Selassie, Lion of Judah, King of Kings, and Jah Rastafaria, Reggae's King, died on this day back in 1975. Also the King of Ethiopia for a good few number of years. All day reggae people, all hail Selassie. You see the reggae flag and the flag of Jamaica, it's the same colours of Ethiopia. They're all into Haile Selassie. I don't